We'll get to your letters in a moment, but first we have these corrections. In the latest installment of our Dollar Politics series, reporters Andrea Seabrook and Peter Overby profiled the Democratic head of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Max Baucus of Montana, about political access and money. In the story, they said 13% of his campaign contributions came from within Montana. Well, they overshot the actual number. In fact, only 5% of the contributions to the senator came from in-state donors.
And this correction, in his commentary yesterday, Andrei Kudrescu wondered if California's budget problems might lead to an exodus from that state to the Midwest. And he mentioned the theme park Dollyland, which unfortunately doesn't exist. Dollywood, the park named after country star Dolly Parton, is apparently doing just fine.
Yesterday, the Senate defeated a bill that would have required almost all states to honor concealed carry licenses for guns from other states. Some of you may have heard us say that Illinois and Iowa are the only two states that don't allow concealed carry of a loaded weapon. Actually, the two states banning concealed carry are Illinois and Wisconsin.
And now, with a clear conscience, your letters. The Planet Money team went to the trade show for expensive food, and they gave it a competitive reality television twist. Three different reporters, David Kestenbaum, Hannah Jaffe-Walt, and Adam Davidson, hit the Fancy Foods show in New York and returned with three different stories. Listeners voted for their favorite on the Planet Money blog.
But Kirsten Van Soest of Portland, Maine, didn't really care who won. She thought the story idea was a loser. She writes, "There I was, driving home from work during primetime commuting hours after spending the day in a cocoon of meetings and the insular world of spreadsheets and presentations. I was looking forward to broadening my borders and listening to the news and analysis of the world around me. It was excruciating to sit through 7 minutes of banter about some sort of reality TV-based radio commentator popularity contest challenge." Whew, she continues, "The commentators clearly found it amusing, but to me it was a self-indulgent and inconsequential piece. With Walter Cronkite's death a recent memory, this segment was a reminder of the state of broadcast news, even on public radio."
Whew.
Ouch.
Well, whether we hit or miss with the story idea, we'd like to hear from you. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.